Okay, we're on Daf Lamed Vav Amad Beis, three lines from the bottom. The Elu Hein Mishum Rishus. These are the things that you can't do because of Rishus, which is kind of, we're going to speak about that. Okay, so the first one was Lo Danin. You can't, I don't know, you said, you can't have a court case on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Says that now we're taking the issue with the word Rishus, right? So that we categorize this as Rishus, yeah? So the mitzvah says, wait a second, Vaha, mitzvah ka'ovid. It's a mitzvah to judge people, to bring shalom. Yeah, it's a mitzvah. So why over here do we categorize it as Rishus? So answers the Gemara, lo tzricha, it's needed for a case, de'ika that there is, right? De'odif, dalad is prefix, adif means like is better. Minei than him, meaning there's a greater Talmud Chacham in the area, and really they should have the court case by him, and so that's why it is a mitzvah, but it could be better. So relative to the other ones, which are going to be a total mitzvah, which we're going to see, right? Then we call it a rishus. Velo mekatshin. So this is going to say kash as well again. Marrying a woman, what's a mitzvah covered? He's doing a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to get married, yeah, and have kids, yeah. Lo tzricha, no, we're talking about a case, yeah. The islay isha abonim, he has, there is to him, a wife and kids. He wants to get a second wife, and But so we say over here. So Rashi says, and what's the mitzvah? So even though we know the mitzvah of Piriyo Baribyo is to have a boy and a girl, but there is a mitzvah de rabbanon. It says so it's three lines down in Rashi. It says they learn from this pasuk, yeah. Baboika zora es zorecha laerev al tenach yodecha, means in the evening, don't rest your hand. Means keep having kids, yeah. Even when you've already become the mitzvah, but it's not the same level as a period of rivia. Right. Then it says lo choil sin v'lo miabnim. If someone's brother died and you're not allowed to do the mitzvah of chalitza and yibum on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, but same question again. But how mitzvah cut of it? This is a mamash mitzvah in the Torah. It's a big mitzvah. Yeah, let me say, lo tzricha, the case is over here, the ikka godol. There's an older brother. Really, ideally, the mitzvah of yibum should be done by the eldest brother of the family. And he didn't want to do it or whatever. So it's not the ideal mitzvah over here. And a mitzvah for Godol liyabim, because it's a mitzvah for the Godol to do the yibum. Now, v'chulu time am I? Why are you prohibited to do all these four things? Right? That means you can't have a court case, you can't marry a woman, and you can't do chalitz or yibum. So, what is the reason? Gezeir, it's a gezeir shema yichtoid, because these are the kind of things you write documents, right? All these things you write documents, so we're worried that you're going to allow him to do this, he's going to write it down, which in this adoraisa. Okay, carrying on the Mishnah. Ve'elu hein mishum mitzvah. These are because of a mitzvah. Loi makadishin. You can't sanctify things to the base of Mikdash, ve'lo ma'arichin, right, ve'lo ma'achrimin. So now, what's the reason that these things are osa? Answers the Gemara. It's gezeira mishum mekach u'memka. Because if you allow him to do these things, you may come to do mechach and memkar. You may come to start doing business dealings. So let's look at Rashi at this, because he explains it quite nicely. He's too pshatim. Right? Mishum mechach and memkar. It's about four lines in the thin lines down. Mishum mechach and memkar. Right. So, right. Dele mechach and memkar domu. These are similar to mechach and memkar. These are not mechach and memkar. You're not doing a business transaction ever over here. Why is it similar to a business transaction, though? Shemoitzi merushusoi. Because he's taking something out of his ownership and he's giving it to the Rishus of Hekdish, to the ownership of Hekdish. So basically, when you do a business deal, generally a lot of times you're transferring property to one person to the other. So this is very similar like a business deal, and we don't want you to do that. Oh, Omechachu Memka, says Rashi over here, is awesome in a mikra. He doesn't say the Torah, because I don't know, it means if you change that, the mikra, because we learn it actually from Yeshaya. Tichziv, we're familiar with this. From Kiddush, we say this somewhere, but dava dava, right? We should refrain from from finding your chafotzim, meaning business things, yeah? V'daba dava, right, basically don't do business on Shabbos. That's one answer he gives, because it's not so clear that it really is a deraisa. So inami, right, alternatively, mechach memcha, if you're going to, mechach memcha is going to come icy l'day, k'sivas shtari mechira. You're going to come to write down legal documents, sale documents and stuff. Ah, v'im toma, if you want to say, have your gezeira l'gzeira, it's a gezeira l'gzeira, because over here, right, these are all the things that are similar to mechach memcha, because you're taking one person's domain, give them to another, to Hekdesh, which is similar to Mechel Memchor. And Mechel Memchor itself, right, is saying it's only because you may come to write down. So you can't do Gezerah, Gezerah. So, and says Rashi, Chada Gezerah, it's all Kula, Chada Gezerah. However you learn that, maybe they made it in one sitting. Or good. Back to the Gemara. Now, V'loy magbin trumas and maisus. You can't take trumas and maisus. So the first of the Gemara says pshita. Well, like, why are you taking trumas and maisus on Shabbos? Right? Rashi doesn't explain it, but then we'll see from the answer what was bothering. Right? Tani Rav Yosef says Rav Yosef lo nitzrucho. We're talking about in a case that he's coming to tell you can't do that. Ela litnam lekoyen. Right? There is a, you could give it to the kohen maybe on that day. So there is a tzorech for it. Right? Leboy b'yom for on that very day. So nevertheless, you can't do it.
Wait,
you can't do it, but you also can't do it even if you're going to give it to the kohen to partake of on Yom Tov. I mean, there's a Torah Yom Tov. Even though there's a Torah Yom Tov and Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it. Okay. Oh, well, now we're qualifying, but there is actually a case where you can take truma in a certain sense. Well, if you call challah truma, but hani mili, and that when you're not allowed to do it. Is peri a fruit, de tevili, that became tevel, miasmol, right? And that's what we were speaking earlier. Tevel is when you got gemar malacha, right? It's kaveil amaisus, and something becomes tevel, right? So that is when it pre-Shabbos, pre-Yom Tov, it was already tevel, and you won't be able to eat an achilas arai from it, yeah? Aval peri, de tevili, inna, about fruits or produce that became tevel today, how would that be? Kugon Isa, for example, dough, right? The afrushik mina challah, to take from it challah, because over there you're allowed to knead on Yom Tov, so you kneaded, and now once you've kneaded this dough now becomes obligated in challah. So the chiyuv came today, yeah. Mafrishin, we take the challah, but yahavin and lekoin, and you can give it to the kohen. So you can take challah on Yom Tov to give to the kohen. On Shabbos you can't because you can't bake. So, okay. Now the Gemara is asking a question. Yeah? It's strange over here. Yeah, it says v'hani mishum rishus ika. The last two categories, right? Rishus, we had in our Mishnah. We said these you shouldn't do because of a shvus, or because of a rishus, or because of a mitzvah. So the Gemara asks, yeah, v'hani mishum rishus ika. There's a rishus only mishum shvus leika, but there's no shvus over here. I mean, we're saying over here, Rashi says, the Mishnah is saying you can't do them. Refrain from doing these things. If you're refraining from doing these things, shvus means like Shabbos, rest, withhold from doing this, right? So we're telling you to withhold from doing a mitzvah. So essentially, basically, this rishus is a mitzvah, this rishus is also a shvus. So we're saying, let's just read that again. V'hani mishum rishus ika, mishvum shvus leika. There's no shvus also here, right? And then it says the same question with a mitzvah. V'hani mishum mitzvah ika. There's a mitzvah, right? Mishum shvus leika, but there's no shvus also here. So it says the Gemara. The one who said true, you're right. Like I'm a Yitzchak lo mi baikama. The Mishnah is in a low can we buy function, which basically Rashi says is zuva lo atzu, right? That we're going to say bigger chidushim, which you'll see, yeah? Yeah. Lo mi bayi, right? Shvus, gredosa. You don't need whatever. It's not needed just, to, right, that there's also a shvus gredosa, meaning a shvus alone, meaning there's no mitzvah over there, there's no rishus over there, right? That it's also to do, yeah? Ela afilu shvus, the rishus. But a shvus with an additional of a rishus, which is a kasatz mitzvah, also nami is osa. And then furthermore, an afzu, yeah, The next category that's going to be also, even though it's a katatz mitzvah, ela afilu, even if it's a shvus to mitzvah, even if the shvus has a mitzvah in it as well. Yeah, nami is also. So that's what the Mishnah is meaning. I mean, it's not really three cat. It's like it's plus, right? The first one is really don't do a shvus on Yom Tov, right? Then it says, and you can't do a shvus also, even though there's a rishus in it, which is a katatz mitzvah. And furthermore, you can't even do a shvus, yeah, which is a mitzvah as well, right? We say that you have to refrain from these things. So that's what the Mishnah means over here.
And that's what saying
each of those was. Each one contains a shvus, right? It's a shvus. We're only asking the last three, right? The first one is shvus, we understand not to do that, and then it's saying, but wait a second, you're telling us in the Mishnah not to do it. So if you're telling us not to do it, that sounds like it's a shvus. So we're saying we're saying two. It's a shvus that you also get a bit of a mitzvah as well, and still you can't do it.
So the three
reshus
that we wrote here, those were reshus and shvus.
Yes.
And the three mitzvahs were mitzvahs and shvus.
Exactly. Good.
But what was the
shvus
that was by each of them?
No, that's what we said. Because it's like, for example, let's do the easier one. Yeah, it says you can't makdishin, right? So to donate something to the base of Mikdash is a mitzvah, right? But there's a shvus there because if we allow you to do it, you may come, it's a gzera of mecha for memcha. Let's make it easy. You're going to come to right, so it's a shvus that you shouldn't come to right. Okay, now carrying on. Yeah, kol elu b'yomtov omru. All of these that we said on yomtov. Okay, now so these gemaras make it easier. If you look, there's an aleph over here. I don't know if everyone's got these gemaras. I don't know if Ephraim and Chananya do, but let's just go to the Mishnah, right? Let's go to the Mishnah and read this bit we said. Kol elu. Right. See in the Mishnah, it's like two lines up in the Mishnah from the bottom. It says Kol Elu B'yomtov Omru Kal B'choyma B'Shabbos, and then this is the point we're focusing. Ein Bein Yomtov L'Shabbos Ela Oichel Nefesh Bilvad. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yomtov, except for the Yomtov you're allowed to do Oichel Nefesh. Okay, so basically it sounds like Shabbos and Yomtov with the prohibitions midrash of Rabbanon are the same. Right, and that's what basically we get through this Mishnah. So, but wait a second. Vuriminhu, we got a kasha from off the first Mishnah of our Perek. It says Mashilim Peros. You can lower down you're seeing rain coming, and you can lower down your grains from your roof, Derek Aruba, from your skylight, B'yomtov, on Yomtov, of our Loi B'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos. So you see over here, we've got an Issa on Shabbos, which is not also on Yomtov. So what's going on? There's a contradiction in the Mishnah itself. Right? What's going on? So I'm Rabbi Yosef, says Rabbi Yosef, yeah, look, kasha, it's not a kasha. Yeah, I'll tell you why. Ha Rabbi Elezer, v'ha Rabbi Yeshua. One is Rabbi Elezer, one is Rabbi Yeshua. The ratio, what we'll see. The basically the one that prohibits things is Rabbi Elezer. He's more machmir, so he's the latter part. He's the safer. And the ratio which allows certain things on Yom Tov and not on Shabbos is going to be Rabbi Yeshua. So we alluded to this earlier, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, and now we're seeing them. The Tanya. Right, this is the case. Oisoi v'es benoi. Right? So a cow fell down. Or a bull, or a mother, or a father. V'es benoi, and its child. Right? So let's just call it a mother and child fell into a pit. Yeah? Noflu the boy. They fell in, so we got cows in a pit again. Yeah, we know your joke. Maybe a new one. Right? They fell into the pit onto Yom Tov, right? So Rabbi Elazar Omer. So now the thing is, you can't shech both of them on the same day. That's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, or prohibitions in the Torah. You can't shech, so you can only eat one of them, right? So what are you going to do? So but you want to get them out. But you can't say you're taking them both out to eat them, because you can't eat them both we're in a bit of a pickle over here. So what are you going to do? So Rabbi Elazar Omer says like this. He says, Ma'ala Esarishon, take the first one out, whichever one you want, whichever one takes your fancy. Yeah, Al Manas L'Shochto, in order to shecht it. Okay, V'Shochto, and you shecht it. So you've saved one, you can eat that. Yeah, V'Sheini, what do you do? Oiseloi, you do for it Parnosa. Yeah, I mean, you feed it. Bimkoimo, in its place. You make sure you you throw food into the pit, and hopefully it'll last to the end of Yom Tov. Maybe you'll fan it or something with some, keep it cool. But right, kedei shelo yamos, in order that it should not die. So you see over here, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't take any leniencies for financial loss. Yeah, he doesn't allow you to do any isurim over here. So that he would be the latter part of our Mishnah, right? Who says the ain bein shabbos liyom tov? It's all the same. Now, in Rabbi Yeshua Omer, he says ma'al eser rishon, it's starting the same. He takes out the first one, alman as l'shochto, in order to shecht it. Yeah, but ain't a shochto, and he doesn't shecht it. Okay.